Mike Hammett back with you this evening as the Kansas Wesleyan Coaches Show continues, brought to you by Lambert Insurance. Talking now with football coach Matt Drinkle as the team with a 27-10 win over Friends to go to 6-0 on the season, 4-0 in the KCAC, and today moving up to number 15 in the NAIA coaches poll. So, boy, another jump anyway, and I know, again, it's like we've talked about, you see it? I think you sent out a tweet about it, and I think it's gone again.
That's
already
it.
Isn't it?
Yep.
So now come off a win. Friends, again, it's kind of the theme lately, going against some teams with some pretty good defenses, maybe not so good offenses as far as moving the ball. And, boy, Saturday you lost Mitch Kufall rather early in the ball game, and it just kind of seemed like things bogged down for the offense after that. Really kind of a nice day that you have a defense like this to rely on once you had a lead.
Yeah, it would you know, losing Mitch was definitely a buzzkill because that guy's a pretty good player, and Jake has a safety blanket with him, and on top of which they play so much man coverage. You know, you're taking arguably your guy who is your best matchup, and then that's gone. I actually am waiting to hear back from our trainer today to see the extent of Mitch's deal. So the good news is he was moving around yesterday and felt better and things like that. So we'll see. But yeah, just our defense was incredible, did a great job for us. And, you know, Mike Guerrero's pick six was one of the most impressive plays I've seen in a long time, not only to make the play, but then stay in bounds and then finish. And it's just fun watching those kids run around.
You mentioned Mike's pick six because I'm with you. It's one of the most incredible things I've seen in a while because as I'm watching the play, I'm thinking he's going to – okay, he's got the grab, but he's going to fall out of bounds,
yeah.
And that's it. And then he takes off down the sideline. I mean, certainly for him, everything he's brought to this defense, he brought in five great transfers, but we've talked about it before, just his transition from wide receiver to free safety as quarterback before that. I mean, it's just been incredible to see what he's brought to this defense.
Yeah, he's a really interesting guy, and I actually sat him down and talked with him about a year ago about if he ever needs to, like, get into coaching because he's as bright of a football guy as I've ever been around. And the problem was is, you know, he's not a huge guy, so and he's got small hands, so he wasn't going to – and then we signed Jake, so that wasn't going to work out at quarterback. Well, we put him at receiver, and part of the problem with him at receiver was – he'd get bored because he would know based on the pass play that we called versus the coverage that he was seeing whether he was going to get the ball or not. So sometimes he allowed himself to be lazy, and because he knew he wasn't going to get, you know, where the ball was going to go. So we after last season wanted to exhaust every resource to improve our personnel defensively. Well, that was a guy that we're like, okay, this is a dude who weighs 195 pounds. He runs pretty well. He's so bright, so he'll be able to, you know, study things up, and then on top of which, he's engaged in every play, and he can make the people around him better, which he has done all of those things, and you'll be hard-pressed to find, at least in our opinion as a coach, a more valuable kid to any program.
I think maybe when you talk about Mike, you know, great football mind, like you said, just understands things. I think the thing that's most impressive, though, he goes from being an offensive player all these years, he's maybe one of the surest tacklers you have defensively.
I don't get that. Like, yeah, it's almost like when the dude's running with the ball, he sees it as, like, what would he be doing if he was running with the ball? And he is as good of an open field tackler, which is one of the harder things to do in football, is tackle skilled kids in the open field. And he's outstanding with it, and he puts himself routinely in great positions. And one of the other things he does a great job with is when he rolls down into the box, he fits in the – I mean, he sees the run game so fast, which is what his biggest strong suit was as a quarterback, was running the ball. He just has great vision, and – football makes sense to that kid.
Talking with Coach Matt Drinkle, as we've gone throughout the last few weeks, we've really seen Matt Myers really take over at a linebacker. I mean, he's just been incredible leading the way and tackles a lot of these games, or being number two or number three on the team. And certainly he's the most veteran guy on the team, that's for sure. But what has it been for him this year? Because certainly injuries have shortened his last two seasons here, but boy, he's just played with his hair on fire the last couple of weeks.
I'll say this as coaches, maybe the smartest thing we've done this year is limit his reps. You know, he's one of those kids who doesn't need more reps to get better. He is as mad, if for those people who don't know him, he's as intense of a, like, it's uncomfortable how intense that guy is at times. He looks like a madman. So he takes it very seriously. I mean, if he sees something on film, he'll send you a text at 2:30 in the morning, you know, 3 in the morning, like, hey, I'm up watching film. I saw this. You make sure we get this covered tomorrow. And you're just like, geez, man. But he's fresh now. You know, his reps come in games, and it allows us to build depth behind him because the other kids in practice get more reps, and he's fresh because it does take him a little bit longer to recover. I know he's hurting pretty good on every Sunday, so he's been awesome. The other thing, too, about Matt is I talked about this with Eric Walker from Southwestern, but Matt's got one of those deals where he thumps you pretty good. I mean, there's plays where, I mean, he tagged the Rodgers kid down in the goal line, and just, I mean, when Matt hits you, he hits you. So he's a valuable asset at our inside backer spot. Tough to run the ball against.
Talking of Coach Matt Drinkle, as we talk about Matt Myers too, I mean, we're talking about how old he is. He turned 29 this week too. I mean, I'm 29, and I'm sitting here broadcasting games. So, and some of your coaching staff, he's older than some members of your coaching staff. What's that dynamic like to have a kid? That, well, it's not really a kid, but somebody that's your guys' age and more like you guys, really.
It's weird. I mean, Matt, if I hired Matt right now, he would be the second oldest coach on staff behind me, and I would have went to high school with him. And which is just weird to think about. I don't know. We kind of joke like this has got to be what it's like coaching in the NFL to a degree where you can't, you know, I mean, you can't yell at Matt Myers and, like, you know, scare him about anything. I mean, the guy, you know, he's basically got Dean adopted with him. He's got his wife's a doctor, and he's worried about, you know, he's more worried about taxes than our other kids are worried about Facebook. And I don't know. It's a fun dynamic, that's for sure. I mean, he's a crazy old guy running around playing football like a kid still.
Well, looking to defensively, I mean, defensive line especially, I think, over the last few weeks has just really gelled. I mean, Marcus Bradley's sitting here. We're going to talk to him in a few minutes. Darius Jiggetts has had a couple phenomenal games, knocking passes down and whatnot. What's been the big thing for this defensive line in particular? Because it seems like they've maybe had the most improvement as we've gone along.
I'm telling you, you can ask any – I said this when I got hired, and I talked about this a lot, but Vince Phillip is the best defensive line guy I've ever been around professionally. And when we rebuilt the defense in the offseason, I mean, like, Tabor, you can call their coaches right now, they'll tell you exactly what we're doing on every single play on defense. So the scheme is not overly complex, which allows him to coach. You know, it's, hey, this is the front we run, these are the coverages we run, this is who we are. Okay, that's done. Let me go coach technique. And you can see all the kids have, you know, Marcus has had an awesome season. He played O-line a year ago. Josh Davis is a brand-new kid. Kratian is basically playing his first true full season. Marquell's better than he's been. Christian McQueen has come along great. Darius Jiggetts is, I mean, he's awesome. Garrett Walker never played D-line before. All those kids are just contributing. Even Garn, all those kids are playing at such a high level, and they listen to him, and he gets them to play hard, and they do pursuit drill every day, and now they're just starting to be kind of uncaged animals a little bit.
I know when you came here, you said this is going to be a tough defense. I know you're an offensive guy, though, and sometimes it may be hard to think about that side of the ball, but just now that you have this established through six games with this group, how important is it to have that? I mean, it obviously was Saturday when the offense was struggling.
Yeah, I mean, we can't win games without them. Tabor a year ago scored 7 touchdowns in the first half against us. And we were laughing about that. We were, like, literally the worst in the country. And it's awesome now because, you know, Jake really didn't play very well Saturday. You know, made some bad reads, some bad decisions, things like that. Our two guards didn't play very well, and we dropped 9 passes in the game. So for us to be able to do that, and then I didn't notice it till afterwards. I actually read it in the paper the next day, was they held Friends to 200 yards, 5 sacks, and 3 turnovers. I mean, that's insane. And if you can do that, we're on offense. You know, we just have to not screw it up, really, and kind of do those things. And then especially, you know, Jake is really good, our skill kids, but the wind was so strong going straight into the south end zone that, we really had to try to shorten the game. We only ran 63 plays, and you have to keep the ball on the ground and run it out and rely on your defense, and that's what we've always wanted to be, and that's kind of the football pedigree that I've come from, that you have to play awesome defense. You know, I lucked out. You know, I coached defense my first 3 years of coaching, and then when I actually got hired at St. Ambrose, I was the linebackers coach, so that was and then became an O-line guy after that. But I know that is the stale, you know, the way you have to do. You just have to do it. There's no teams that are winning championships because they're giving up a bunch of points.
Talking with Coach Matt Drinkle, offensively, like you said, the wind played a role, that's for sure. But running the football, and then at that, you're shorthanded there. You didn't have Londarius Thomas. You've moved Matt Jones over to linebacker. it was Miles Balthasar and Jake Curran, and that's really what you had, because you've kind of been limiting Kelly a little bit anyways. Yeah. He's kind of been fighting through some stuff. It's certainly those guys really took it on their shoulders pretty well to try to run the football.
Yeah, we made some adjustments with some run game stuff in the second half, really in the third quarter, where we got complacent a little bit, where when we had the 20-0 lead and then it was like 20-3, and it was almost like we were playing not to lose rather than to still play to win. So we had a colorful discussion about that on the side, and started moving the ball pretty well after that. So, especially on the ground, and Miles is, and Richard now behind him, Richard Smith, the young kid, those are the kind of backs I love, because they're big, strong guys that run the ball but the vertical between the tackles and do a great job there. So we that's got to be kind of more of what we're doing, and you'll see Kelly starting to really come back and feel good again with his shoulder and everything. So you'll see him back at quarterback again this week too. So
yeah, saw Kelly throw it once too on Saturday. Yep. And had another chance that he didn't get an opportunity to throw the ball there later in the game. But yeah, it seems like his shoulder is starting to feel a little better when he can chuck it downfield like he did there at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and I told him, you know, it's one of those deals where it's not going to get injured worse. It just hurts. Mm-hmm. And you know, I told him, I was like, listen, it's gonna hurt. We don't need to hear you complain about it or look sad about it. Just it's gonna be sore, you know. So, yeah, he's one of those neat kids. He just can do everything. So it's you gotta almost be. It's almost a problem, because you can try to do too much with him, you know, because he's so skilled at so many different things. So, we got a good package of stuff for him rolling moving forward.
Really, both sides of the ball in the third quarter when you're up 20-0 at halftime, and then you face some adversity, really, for, boy, I think that I said during one of the breaks to Travis Reese, my analyst, I said, this is the first time all year I've had a bad feeling about this game. Just the way things were going, they get a little momentum for Friends, penalties didn't seem to be going your way. How did this team respond to the adversity? Because certainly it seemed to last for a while, but once you got the ball moving again, it seemed like, boy, it was just all your way again.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it at halftime and even before the game, but I really contemplated, you know, on the second half decision, not if Monty Lewis was going to take the win the other way. I was going to kick off or take the kickoff and defend the win. So I knew with a lead like that, strategically, at least the way I do it, which is different than most of their coaches, but I like going into the win in the third, because if you can weather the storm and still have the lead, they've got a punt, they've got a kickoff, they've got a throw all into that win, which is just, you know, it really sees you, it takes its toll on you. So it was good for us, you know, that there's just, when you play other really good teams, you know, when you run into good players, they're the three components. The talented players that are well coached, that have a tradition and expectation to win. You don't care about statistics. You don't care. There's one that matters and who has more points. And so that's those are actually the more of the fun games I like coaching in, because there's so much more strategy involved than just get out there, run your stuff, and hope nobody gets hurt. You know, so that's it.
Coach Matt Drinkle with us, Tabor this week. Boy, this is one of those offenses. You don't see anything else like it throughout the year, really. I mean, maybe more so this year, with as much as Southwestern's run the Veer and what McPherson and what Friends did. I mean, really, the last 3 weeks have been those power running games, almost get you ready for this one, that they try to get it to the edge a little more, but then that fullback, boy, it's a tough offense to stop out of that flex bone.
Yeah, you just don't really have a whole lot of options as far as I don't think you're going to stop any of it. You can try to slow down certain components of it. The quarterback, boy, I heard about him a year ago when he was injured. Everyone kind of talked about him, but he didn't play. He's outstanding. I mean, he runs their offense great. He runs it, he throws it, and runs it on the outside really well. They got those two fullbacks that run their dive stuff are tremendous football players, and they just have so many ways to get the ball different places really quickly, and they're hard to defend. So you're playing three different football games every snap of defense, whether it's the dive, the quarterback keep, and then the option and stuff on the perimeter. So and then as soon as you think you got that down, they catch you sleeping. They'll throw one right over your head, and that kid doesn't miss very much. So that's no surprise why they're so good on offense.
Defensively, I know they've had a pretty good group this year. Their one loss to Northwestern, I mean, boy, they were right in that game because of their defense. So certainly seems like a pretty good group on that side too.
Yeah, you know, I was unfortunate. I just found out today that Ben Gardner, the coach's kid, who's a really good linebacker, tore his knee up or has a knee injury if he's out for the season. But they've got three or four defensive linemen are, you know, outside of our kids, what we feel are, you know, the best kids we'll play against all year. They're really good up front. They're sound. They're a lot like us on defense, where you're not going to see, I can put their 11 kids out on the field right now and line them up exactly what they're supposed to do and coach them through their assignments. They just do it really well, and they hustle to the ball, and they're physical, and they make it, stop the run. They're a lot like us, and really the game is going to come down to its scheme is very overrated in this game. It's going to be who is disciplined and who executes, and that's it.
I know the rankings, you just kind of throw them away, but how nice is it year two to have a game that there's this much on the line now that we're in week seven?
Yeah, it's awesome. I guess I can't speak for all our kids, but it's just something we don't really – this is what you do it for. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not for the games that you think you're going to go in and you can play poorly and win. These are the games where there's a lot of pressure, or perceived pressure, I guess. It's just another game. Go out and execute and run the same plays you've been going against. But, Tabor's in the same boat where we are, where – every day in offense, when you go against the other side of the ball, you're going against the best, some of the best ones in the league for sure. So, this is fun. If you're a competitor and football's important to you, this is what you play for, and these are the most fun games to be a part of.
Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on Saturday's win. We'll see you Saturday down in Hillsboro.
Thanks. Congrats to you and your Royals.
Thanks. That's Coach Matt Drinkle with us here on the Kansas Wesleyan Coaches Show, presented by Lambert Insurance, as Kansas Wesleyan a 27-10 winner over the over Friends on Saturday. So now 6-0 on the season, 4-0 in the KCAC, up to number 15 today in the NAIA Coaches Poll. We'll take a break, talk with a couple of football players on the other side, Marcus Bradley and also Miles Balthazar, and then a discussion with the Sports Information Director David Tolley as we're in the crossover season. Basketball Media Day coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about a lot of stuff going on at Kansas Wesleyan as we continue the Kansas Wesleyan Coaches Show, presented by Lambert Insurance here on KSAL.